Hey, AfterBuzzers, we are talking episode 3 of Life Sentence, Clinical Trial and Error, and we have a special guest for you guys, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Let the bow break, let it come down, crash.
I love Sarah Bareilles.
I like this. I like that they've been playing her throughout the show.
I love Sarah Bareilles.
I have the most wonderful girl in the world. Can't say I'd even
notice it was absent. Yay! Hey guys, welcome back for another episode of Life Sentence. We are so excited that you are here. I'm your host, Carla Belchin, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Monique.
Hi, everybody. I'm glad that you guys tuned in. I am Monique Lovelace, and I'm so excited for this episode.
Yes.
And our special guest.
I know. You guys, super excited. Have a super special guest for you guys. We are so excited to have her today because we learned a lot about her character in this episode. So go ahead and welcome Nadej.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you.
We are so excited to finally have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, yes. Thank you so much for joining us. So let's go ahead and dive into a couple of questions. So we were wondering, how do you like the show so far? How is it playing that you're playing Sadie?
Yeah, I am.
How do you like playing Sadie?
She is one of the best characters I've ever played because I finally get to step out my comfort zone and do something different. Mm-hmm. And I just love this show and I love the cast that I'm working with. And it's so amazing and I'm so glad that everyone gets to enjoy it with us.
That's so awesome. And how did the audition process go for you?
The audition process was so quick. I auditioned for the show, and the next day was a callback, and then the next day was, I booked it, and then we went into filming, and it was all here in Atlanta. And originally for the show, I wasn't going to audition, but I looked at the script, and it was something that I was really drawn to, so I'm so glad that I did, and I'm so glad that I'm in this wonderful position.
That's so awesome. We're so happy that you're in this position as
well.
Thank
you.
What would you say made you go ahead and audition for this character?
I liked that it was different. I never done anything like this before. Originally, when the script came, we were kind of, this process is business. It's so quick and so fast paced, and you never have time to open up to everything. Mm-hmm. But once I saw the script, it was something that I just instantly was drawn to, and I really enjoy it. And
awesome.
Right. This episode was really a lot based upon you and Lucy Hale, which in the episode Stella. So mm-hmm. How were those scenes, and how is it working with her?
She is awesome. She's the best person to have around on set. It was so fun to film all these scenes with her and film the set in Vancouver because a lot of us were, away from home. So it was good to have her by my side and the rest of the cast. It was such an amazing process.
Nice.
That's so fun. And have we seen, I don't think we've seen it, but what would you say was your favorite episode that you've shot so far?
Ooh, I have quite a few. It's episode 1, 2, okay. 3, 4, and 8, and 13. Those are my favorite episodes by far.
Well, we are so excited to hear that there's an episode 13 because that means there's hope for Sadie.
Right. Right. Yes, because in this episode,
we got a little scared. Yes. We got scared when the doctor received a call.
Right.
And we were like, oh, no, is this Sadie? And I think everybody had that little heartbeat that you skipped a heartbeat because everybody, the only patient that we've heard about the whole episode was Sadie.
Right. Yeah. Right. I did, too. I was like, oh, my gosh. How was it working with the hot doctor?
The hot doctor. Riley's so awesome. He's amazing.
That's so fun.
Right. So, go ahead.
Oh, you can go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go
no,
ahead.
Because my questions are more like generic questions, so you can go ahead.
How would you say that Sadie and you are alike?
Oh.
Ooh, that's a good question. Me and Sadie, we have our differences. She's more candid than I am, but she's very wise for her age, I could say. A mm-hmm. lot of people say that about me, too. But, yeah, she's very wise. She's very driven. She knows what she wants, and she's just such a lovable character.
She is. She's very, like, so – I love that she's
so blunt.
I love
her attitude. Yeah. Her attitude is everything for me. I'm like, yes, yes.
It's, like, so blunt but still positive. Do you carry that – you're young, so do you carry that positiveness in this industry?
Because you do. Have to. It's so crucial. Important. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking about SMART, is she going to see the relationship that is going to be built with Stella and this new doctor? Will she pick up on it?
Yes.
I knew it.
Sadie's kind of not good at minding her own business. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're very excited to see Sadie get involved in kind of this relationship, because right. Sadie was the one that was like, oh, look at him, and then he was glowing.
Right. Yeah. But then we'll get to it at the end.
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
this episode, you kind of foretold, like, yeah, you know,
I
a little
did.
Bit.
So. I saw this coming.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to see a relationship formed between you and Stella, and between Sadie and Stella more, right?
Yes, you will. You'll definitely see some wonderful bonds that these two share and some great advice that they give. And they're just each other's support beams. So yeah. It's really nice.
That's so cool.
I think I'm done with my questions.
Okay,
I think you have yours written
down. Yeah, I do have mine written down. That's why I keep looking at my notebook. I want to ask this question to, like, almost if I can, to every person that, like, that's on the show, just because I want to know what you guys' perspective would be. If you were in Sadie's situation and in real life, what would be one thing that you would, or what would you do on that last day that if you knew that it was your last?
I'd love to spend as much time with my family. Yeah. I think that would be, like, the only thing I would do, just spend time with my family, because I love my family.
That's awesome. That's so beautiful.
That is.
That's so cute. I know. It's like, oh. And, you know, we are in a very social media heavy era, so if you could describe life sentence in one hashtag, how would you describe it?
Ooh, hashtag magical. That would be the hashtag.
Okay.
I
like hashtag magical. That's awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really... So would you, like, did you still, during this process of filming and stuff, when did you film and when did you guys film, and were you still able to, like, go to school, and how did you balance that?
We filmed in Vancouver, and I'm homeschooled, so I was able to take my school with me wherever I went. It was a challenge due to the time zone difference, but mm-hmm. I managed to get through it, and my grades are still good, so I survived.
That's good.
Right. Yes.
I know. It must be.
Keep those grades up.
Education is very important, so it's really good. It must be. Is it hard for you to balance school and your acting career at the same time?
I try to make as much time for both of them as I can. School is very important to me. But there have been some challenges through the road, and I'm picking up new ways to manage and balance it.
What's some advice that you would tell anybody that was around your age range and they wanted to be like you? What's some advice you would give them?
Make sure it's something you really want to do. Make sure it's something you're dedicated to, and make sure that it's your passion. If you wake up every morning saying to yourself, this is what I want to do, then go out, set goals, and make it happen.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
I know. So have you always, like, when did you know you wanted to start acting?
At the age of 4, but I guess I didn't know I want to start acting.
Mm-hmm.
My parents kind of took note of this and just brought me out into acting schools and got me with an acting coach named Nico Parham. And ever since then, we've been working really hard, and it's just been amazing.
Well, you're doing great.
Thank you so much.
Right. I know. So exciting. I'm like, I wish I was that inspired when I was 14.
I know, seriously. Well, Sadie, I'm calling her Sadie now, but her.
Right. Her you name. Do your character I so know, well.
I know, you do.
I
get that a lot. it sucks that we had to cut the interview so short, but we don't have, like, so much time for the rest of the show. But thank you so much for joining us tonight. We are so excited to see your character develop on Life Sentence. Yeah. And can you tell people where they can find you on social media?
On Instagram, you can find me at Nadege Bailey. And on Twitter, you can find me at NA_DEJ.
Perfect.
And we appreciate you Skyping in. And we also, I appreciate your stuff that you have been doing. And I'm hoping that you continue and keep your grades up.
Yeah, thank you.
And we really appreciate you doing this, because I also know you watch us, so thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for having me here. I had a great time.
Of course. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
Have a good night.
Oh, I wish we could have kept her for, like, the whole show.
I know.
Well, we'll have to get her in here for you guys one of these days. We'll have her here in the couch talking, and she'll be here for the full show. And you guys can go ahead and tweet us some questions that you want us to ask her. But we're going to go and talk about our show. We have so much to talk about. So little time. So let's just jump straight to it. I know. I'm like, yeah.
So little time.
So let's just jump straight to it. I want to start with Aiden and his dad. They had a moment this episode, and I was all about it.
I loved the moment. I have to agree. Yeah. I loved the moment. I love that they went out and they did their thing. I love that dad actually, crossed the threshold and got his groove on. So
he did. Yes. And I thought I really enjoyed this part of, like, how it began, because his dad is always telling Aiden, hey, you know what? Like, you're stuck in this phase. You haven't grown. I don't know who raised you. But if we pay attention, they're wearing the same outfit, like, in the beginning, where they're both wearing their boxers, a t-shirt, and a robe. And in the end of the episode, honestly, like, when I was looking at them, they were literally doing, most of the time, half of this, like, the same things.
That's a great
But in a different way. And even in the end of the episode, where he actually ended up taking the girl home, which I thought it was, like, I was like, your son is you.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly, Aiden, has he slept with her?
I'm guessing, because I think that's what we are guessing, that Aiden slept with the same girl that his dad just slept with. Because he was like, wait, what are you doing here? It's just the reaction was
like they've done something.
Yeah, definitely.
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, but I thought that was really fun. I liked that he took his dad out for drinks. And
it was, and they ended up seeing Stella out, which was hilarious.
Yeah, seriously.
But they ended up seeing her out.
Mm-hmm. They did. All these nights out, all this fun. But talking about fun, if you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, we have a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. And be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was us, Life Sentence, who sent you there. And once again, it's Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out.
Make sure you check that out. It's free. So,
yeah, it's free.
And it's going to have some good tips and, things. And that's always nice to listen to.
It really is. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then, somebody who didn't have a person to give them tips was Wes. And I think that's so sad. I liked that we kind of get introduced into not really this relationship, but the relationship that Wes had with his mom isn't good.
Well, I like that they're unfolding him. Yeah. That's so great. Yeah, yeah. Like, the unfolding of Wes, we don't just see Stella. We also see his life unfold. So, you know, he let us know Diego. Mm-hmm. He let him know that, you know, that's not what his mom does. You call her mom, I would feel weird calling her mom. Yeah. Like, this doesn't, but we end up seeing that he's like, oh, I can embrace her like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so when she walks in with, you know, to take like care of the everything. Kids, and she's like, mom is here.
Yeah.
So I felt like that was a great moment.
It really was
a great moment. Because it's hard having a, you know, a troubling relationship with your parents and either or.
Yeah.
It's very hard. So you don't, you know, you draw back. You're guarded a lot. Mm-hmm. Especially when you see, and you get kind of jealous because you see other people's parents and you're like, oh,
yeah,
they're really over there being parents.
Yeah. And I really liked that we kind of got to see this relationship with Wes and Stella's mom, because I feel like they've never kind of had that connection.
No, they didn't.
And it was really nice to see how they kind of saw her.
Do you feel like she's mom though? Like, I have a feeling like she doesn't feel like a mom to me. Like, even when the opening with her and Poppy, and she was just like, no, I'm not going to watch them.
Really? I feel like she is though. Cause
really?
I feel like I just know this because I've met some moms where like, oh, yeah, this is my weekend. So, like, if you decided to have kids, like, they're your kids. And I totally get it because, like, come on, our parents watched us for, like, 18 plus years. Like, they still have to deal with us. So, to a certain extent, I don't blame her to be like, oh, no, like, I just want to go watch a movie and not hear any babies cry or anything, you know?
Okay.
But I thought she was really mom when she showed up and she was, like, ready with, like, the medicine. And she's like, I'm here. I got this.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
And she was mom for the kids and she was mom for him. Wes.
Yeah. I do like to see their bonding moment because they actually bonded.
They did.
I really appreciate, like, they I did. Liked seeing that. That was a twist.
And I liked that Wes actually told the mom that, because I feel like in this relationship, Stella doesn't really know him and we don't really know him. Mm-hmm. So if we want to get invested in this relationship, it's nice that we're getting to know him at the same time that they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like this is probably really going to be helpful for mom when she needs to tell her daughter that she can't cheat on her husband with the new sexy doctor.
So we do find out that Stella is volunteering. And when I saw that she's volunteering in a hospital, I was like, oh my gosh, why doesn't she try to get into the hospital? Like, that would be a great job for her.
Yeah.
She needs to take that on as a job. Clearly we might see that happen.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, that would be a great opportunity for her. And then, you know, she's really lending a hand to Sadie and seeing how it is to be on the other side of being healthy and, you know, seeing someone else who has cancer. So I am really, you know, serious about seeing that relationship kind of blossom and what they'll learn and teach each other. But yes, the hot doctor came in that everybody was all over.
You guys, this is our last topic of tonight. The hot doctor.
But quickly, before we get to the hot doctor, how she went into the guy who did the sponsorship.
Oh, yeah, the donor. Oh, my gosh. That's like so, that was
embarrassing.
Such an embarrassing moment. But you know what? I saw it coming. When she started telling him,
too.
I was like, okay, that's him. And
clearly,
if you can't see it, I was like, I don't know how you can't see it, but you should probably stop talking right now. And it was just one of those moments where I was like, oh, no. It's like when you put your foot in your mouth and you're like, oh.
I knew it was coming. I was like, she's talking to the doctor. Like,
yeah.
She's literally talking, I mean, to the donor. She's talking to the actual donor.
Yeah.
But come to find out, she was the only one that survived.
Yeah.
So I want to see how that kind of unfolds too.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's going to have a really intense impact in her life, knowing yes. that she was the only one that survived, and she's probably going to tell her family and everything. So it'll be really interesting to see what she does with this information about her being the only person that survived.
Right, the treatment. Right. That's yeah. amazing. Not only did you go through a trial, but you actually survived and you're cured yeah. now. That's mm-hmm. major. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was like a huge
moment. It really was. Moment. Yeah. yeah.
Especially for her, like that was a huge moment. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I like it.
Hot dog.
Yeah. The hot doctor. There's a new sexy doctor in town. Well, actually, I don't even think we saw another. Yeah, the girl doctor, she was also really pretty that we just yeah. lost her already. But you guys, I called it. Last week, my prediction was...
But we don't know yet.
No.
We don't know yet.
Hold on. I said that there was going to be a new male introduced in her life. Yes, maybe she still hasn't cheated on Wes. And maybe she won't. Maybe she won't even get to that point. But we saw her. Why did she run after him? You know? At the end of the episode.
She didn't run after him.
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. She was talking to Sadie, and then she was like, she ran out. She was like, oh, thank you so much for helping me out with this. When he asked her about how long they have been together for.
How long they have been together for. Because she wanted to thank him. They had just gotten into an argument the night before.
Yeah. But no. But then why? Yeah. Hold on. Why did she go at late hours of the night back to the hospital to talk to him and apologize when her husband was waiting for her?
She went to go talk to Sadie because she said, me and Dr. Grant are going to put you in these.
But that was the next 17 day.
Trial. No.
Yeah, that was the next day. She was wearing a new outfit.
No, that's when she ran. I think we're getting the episodes mixed up. Listen, this is what happened. She literally that night went to the place with him to talk to the donor. And he had to leave because his patient was the next day. She went to the...
No,
the,
she went that night. Remember, she was wearing the black dress.
Did she go that night?
She went that night. She was like, oh, I just wanted to apologize. And she said it didn't go well.
Oh,
and
then she goes
home and tells Wes that she wasn't going to give up. And
that's
then the
true.
Next morning, she's talking to Sadie.
Well, maybe that's when they came up with a plan to put her in other trials. So
at that nighttime.
I am not a hopeless romantic, but I am praying that she does not cheat because I really like Wes, and she hasn't even gotten to know Wes.
I know. I love Wes, and I think their story is magnificent, but I feel like this doctor is definitely going to bring a bump in their relationship. So with that being said, which that was kind of a prediction, let's get into some show predictions.
Oh. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
We have predictions, but we have somebody saying, look at the chat, Ivan Soto is chatting us up. Thank you for being in our chat. Yes, and it says, no, Stella went to Grant and they talked about the loss of patience. So I'm taking it that was the reason why she went.
Okay.
Back.
Yeah. But it was still late, you know?
No.
She has his phone number. She could have called him on the Uber back. I just personally don't think it was necessary for her to show up in this really beautiful
dress
late at night where they're alone in a hospital. Like, just the setting itself wasn't the greatest.
Okay. I'll give you that one. I'll let that one go. So, predictions.
Yeah. What is your prediction for the show for next week?
So we do kind of see Stella wanting to move up. She asked to be a manager at the coffee shop. Mm-hmm. So woohoo! She's trying to get her life in a better situation.
Yeah.
So I love that. You know, she and then we're still getting an unfolding of things. I am going to say she's not going to cheat. She may kiss. And, you know, people take that all out of...
Okay, kiss is totally cheating.
I don't want to say it's all the way cheating.
Okay.
It may be a half, but it's not all the way cheating. But, yeah, I don't know. Those are my predictions. I'm hoping that she doesn't cheat. Yeah. I think Aiden and his dad are really going to find a relationship with one another.
They will.
And,
Yeah. Well, I give my prediction. saying that there was going to be a hiccup on the road. So we're about to find out next week,
right?
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end. And of course, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media networks at AfterBuzz TV.
And I'm Monique Lovelace, and you can find me on all platforms at Miss Mo Lovelace, and that's M-S Mo Lovelace, not M-I-S-S, it's M-S Mo Lovelace. So make sure you check me out, and also check me out every Tuesday at 10 p.m. on The Voice. So, yeah.
Yay! Thank you guys so much for tuning in. See you next week.
Bye! Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.